Let's check the news this morning, and for that, we check in with Chantel Grove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. A Sioux City man and his passenger were transported for treatment of injuries received in a two-vehicle accident last Sunday. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office reports they responded to the scene on Concord Avenue at approximately 3:04 p.m. Upon arrival, they learned that 23-year-old Tyler John Thielson was northbound in a 1991 Ford F-150 when he met a southbound vehicle he says was not yielding the northbound half of the gravel roadway. During a maneuver to avoid striking the 2001 Dodge Durango driven by 54-year-old James Albert Vetter of Arcadia, Thielson lost control and went into a skid. The two vehicles collided, with the Thielson truck coming to rest in the east ditch and the Vetter Durango in the west. Vetter was uninjured, but Thielson and his passenger were taken to St. Anthony Regional Hospital by private vehicle. Upon his release from the hospital, Thielson was arrested and transported to the Carroll County Jail. He's been cited for a seatbelt violation and charged with driving while suspended, failure to secure a child, and for not having insurance. There was an estimated $5,000 in damage done to each vehicle. The March 15th budget filing deadline is fast approaching for local municipalities and government's fiscal year 2020. Recent agendas have been flush with nonprofit requests for funding and with the presentation of departmental needs. At a recent Carroll County Board of Supervisors meeting, the Carroll County Attorney's Office was asked about the possibility of providing some funding for another project. County Attorney John Worden learned the Collection and Forfeiture Fund has a balance of over $60,000. Worden says a portion of that fund is typically allocated to other areas of law enforcement.
Most of that money over many years has been actually buying police equipment, Manning, Coon Rapids, the Sheriff's Department. How did that come up? Manning Police Department needs a crime. They literally don't have $300 in their budget to get it.
The Carroll County Sheriff's Office was scheduled to present their budget later that morning. Chair Neil Bach noted this showed a significant increase in their investigative supplies category for the proposed purchase of body and vehicle cameras. Worden says this would frankly be a benefit to his office.
We process 10, 12, 15 different formats of video, and it is a lot of work. And boy, if I had everybody on the same page. The problem with body cam is people expect it to work 100% of the time, and it doesn't. And then when you don't have it, people think something's up.
Yeah, that is fine.
I'd be glad to talk to Sheriff about that.
Bach was asking that this conversation take place soon so the supervisors will know what dollar amount will offset the budget expense. Sheriff Ken Pingree and Lieutenant John Kretzinger joined the meeting later. Kretzinger explained their situation and why they're proposing this change from their current equipment.
The company went through some changes and ran out of warranty on cameras, so I know I just had to order a new, just the eye for the car, that was $500. We did purchase a warranty on our body cameras that will expire here in July, but these pieces, after a few years, they start going bad, and then these eyes are a couple $100 here and there, and then we don't have the stuff. The change in the company, we've waited on parts for a month and not have the camera in the car.
Pingree adds this has become a big issue for his department and other local law enforcement.
They have the digital allies right now. They're experiencing the same problems. So about 6 months ago, we started investigating a couple different options. Basically, there's two really good camera systems out there right now, the Panasonic Arbitrator and WatchGuard Video. WatchGuard, Des Moines PD went with them. We've talked to them. They love it. The Panasonic Arbitrator, they came in and gave us a presentation. The Panasonic Arbitrator for our department was $106,000.
Pingree says the quote included the body cameras, in-car cameras, and software. The WatchGuard quote came in at $59,105, half the price for an equal or better product. The systems will connect to a server when a deputy arrives on site and are automatically downloaded. The video is then accessible to the sheriff's office and county attorney. Details on the split in funding were requested to be reported to County Auditor Courtney Earlbeck by this Friday. And public safety director with the Storm Lake Police Department says they believe the quick-thinking response of an officer on their force averted another tragedy on the unpredictable ice of the community's lake. At approximately 1:57 Wednesday morning, an officer on patrol noticed a vehicle driving on the Oasis Beach sand along Lakeshore Drive. He then says he saw the vehicle begin to drive on the frozen ice of the lake, coming within 40 feet of open water. The officer began yelling at the motorist and was able to catch their attention, getting them to drive back onto the sand. The officer made contact with the driver, 24-year-old Sandra Edith Chavez of Storm Lake. It's alleged that Chavez was intoxicated and she was taken into custody. After an investigation, she was charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, a serious misdemeanor. 40-year-old Zachary Newland of Anthon and his 8-year-old son died on Sunday, January 20th, when the vehicle Newland was driving went through the ice on that lake. Two other passengers in the vehicle, Newland's 9- and 5-year-old daughters, were transported to a Sioux Falls hospital for treatment. The reported temperature on that night was zero, with a wind chill of 15 below. And that's a look at your news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
All right, thanks, Chantel, for the news update. We're going to take a look at the weather and our announcements coming up in just a couple of more moments. We got some really wicked wind chills coming our way, but we'll tell you more about that in a few.